Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody listening. Everybody locked in. All across North America. Are you in Canada? Are you in New York with super producer and host Ryan Hickey? Are you in California, Arizona, Hawaii, Alaska? You could be in Alabama next door. You could be in Texas, Florida, Vancouver, Seattle. Hey, what's up, Seattle, by the way? 20 minutes from now, we're going to have a conversation with a former Mariners legend. Well, he's still a Mariners legend. Brett Boone is going to come through and join us in about 20 minutes. We're going to talk some baseball. The season starts tomorrow. I can ask him about Ohtani. I can ask him about his brother, Aaron Boone, manager of the New York Yankees. We can talk offense and defense and changes. And yeah, Brett Boone, multiple-time All-Star, joining us. He's coming through next hour. Well, not next hour. He's coming through in next segment, 20 minutes. Anyway, you can always lock in on this show starting at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. This is the last hour of the show. Where the hell have you been? You can always listen on the free Odyssey app, your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158 if you got it. Yeah, shout out to all the truck drivers. When I'm in my car, I listen on SiriusXM and the Odyssey app. I do. I use it all. And when I walk in my door, I ask the radio to play CBS Sports Radio. I do. Shout outs to everybody who tuned in. It's been a fun show. We talked about a lot. Caitlin Clark getting offered $5 million by Ice Cube. The girl has made almost $4 million in NIL deals. I don't think she needs Ice Cube's five. I think there's going to be more deals, bigger deals that are going to be coming her way. It's Wednesday. I just gave you a top six list. We took a look at some of the best teams in Major League Baseball, teams that I think are well-equipped, best equipped to win the World Series. And number one on that list, I gave you the Atlanta Braves. If you missed the full list, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. I got the Yankees at six, the Orioles at five, the Astros at four, the Rangers at three, the Dodgers at two, and the Braves at one. You missed all of the explanations? Hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Talked about Brock Purdy, CEO of the 49ers, said, yeah, we got him on a discount right now, only $1 million a year. We know we're going to have to start paying him 45 to 50. Not exactly those numbers, but he knows it. It's about to go up, way up, all the way up. Shout out to Fat Joe. The NCAA president says we need to eliminate prop bets in college sports. We don't need student athletes being leaned on by other students to blow games. And I said, forget the students. You don't need criminals encouraging student athletes, quote unquote, to blow games. And so we've talked about a lot. The phone lines are open. It's 855-212-4CBS. And also this evening, just, I don't know, an hour and a half ago, Draymond Green got ejected from another game. No, he didn't punch anybody. He didn't kick anybody. He got the easy ejection. He got two technical fouls by yelling at an official. Draymond Green played a grand total of 4 minutes tonight before he was ejected. And why did he get the boot? Because Andrew Wiggins was called. Let me say this again. Andrew Wiggins was called for a foul against Paolo Banchero. Draymond Green was watching from the top of the key. Draymond Green did not agree with the call, and he decided to chirp with the official. And then he got one technical. Then he got another technical after multiple yelling back and forth, and then he got the boot. Now, to be honest, Draymond got a personal foul called on himself earlier in the game, which was only 4 minutes old. I think the referee could have walked away from this one. The referee engaged. The other referees were trying to walk the ref away. The other Warriors players were trying to just tell Draymond, all right, just walk away. And the referee wanted to just engage. And so I get it. You want to give Draymond that first tech. But the second one, I think you're going to hear the Warriors complain about it. And just from watching, that's all I got the benefit of watching. I'm sitting here in the studio. I have watched it a couple of times. I think the referee was in the wrong. The referee should have just walked the hell away instead of giving a second tech, unless there were some magic words that I'm not privy to that Draymond Green decided to throw around. And so right now, in what is an unusual, low-scoring NBA game, the Golden State Warriors lead the Orlando Magic 82-78. Heading into tonight, the Warriors, they stink. They're currently sitting in the 10th spot in the Western Conference. Not a place where you want to be at all right now. Hickey, did you get a chance to really look at the Draymond ejection?
I didn't see the play that led to him arguing, but I did see his entire argument with the referee.
Do you think? Yeah, so he wasn't even involved in the play where the foul was called. Do you think, though, that the referee lingered too long?
I do think the refs have an obligation to defuse the situation, absolutely. With that said, though, Draymond has lost the benefit of the doubt. And when you're sitting there for 2 minutes arguing a call that you're not even involved with, where your teammates, and Steph Curry's there kind of in your hip pocket, later on Chris Paul does make kind of a little bit of an appearance as well. Like, when your teammates are kind of being like, okay, let's wrap it up, like we get it, your point is made, let's move on, and you just refuse to, again, it's... For Draymond and his history, I understand why the referee did it. He lost the benefit of the doubt, and he's not going to get the leash. And I think, honestly, deservingly so, he's not going to get the leash that other players do.
Yeah, he's not. Draymond got the scarlet letter on him, and ain't no washing or wiping it off. It's carved into his damn forehead. I know somebody called up earlier on in the show, and we talked about the play with Patty Mills from yesterday, and it's just very clear to me. Just flat and period, Draymond Green is a dirty player. That said, he's dirty. And so whether you're dirty and you're grabbing Patty Mills by the neck, you're talking crap to the officials, what did Draymond Green really learn? What did he learn? The answer's nothing. He's still the same guy. Maybe he's not going to punch somebody in the head, or maybe we just have to wait a little while longer. And let's ask, we should ask Jordan Poole what he thinks about that. Golden State Warriors leading 86-80 against the Magic. About 5.5 minutes left in the game. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We got Brett Boone, a former Major League Baseball All-Star, joining us in about 15 minutes to take a look at the upcoming season. Hey, Lee is calling from Cincinnati, Ohio. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Lee?
Not much, JR. Thanks for taking my call. I just got to tell you right now, my opinion, Brett Boone is the most underrated second baseman of all time, both offensively and defensively. He should have won more than the 3 Silver Sluggers he did, more than the 4 Gold Gloves that he did. I mean, look at his 2001 season, man. He was, what, 4th in the league or something bad. It was 331. He was hit 37 home runs, led the league in RBIs with 141, and he was a Gold Glover. He was like our generation's version of Rogers Hornsby. And if he would have had other batters around him, I think he would have been able to do that for his whole entire career. But let's face it, he was a power-hitting second baseman. I think, in my opinion, he was better than Jeff Kent, both offensively and defensively, in the same era. And I just think he's so vastly underrated. I think he should be in the Hall of Fame, personally.
Okay. I don't know if I'd go that far, Lee. And I know we have Brett Boone joining us in a few minutes. I have no shame in my game saying that. He pretty much peaked and maxed out all of those great years when he was in Seattle, and he had John Olerud and Buehner and Ichiro surrounding him in the lineup. He did absolutely amazing. If he would have had a different scenario where that Seattle Mariners team went out and won a World Series, I think he would have got higher consideration. And I think, unfortunately, and he has said this is not true many a times, you know, he was slapped around by Jose Canseco as someone who utilized drugs. And even outside of that, I just don't think there was a long enough body of work. He really peaked and maxed out and destroyed people up in Seattle. And that was pretty much it. I don't know if he did it for long enough to be in the Hall. But was he a great second baseman? Absolutely. He was one of the best for about 5 or 6 years. I give you that.
Okay, I'll buy that, but I will say this. Like I said, he did average 23 home runs a season, which is pretty daggum good for a second baseman. And like I said, in 2001.
He did it in a short amount of time. He played forever. When you say he averaged 23 home runs a season for a second baseman, he played for a long. There were years where he maxed out and said, hey, here's 30, here's 20. And there were other years where he didn't even break the team. So that's not – he had a long career. That's not fair. I'll give you this, Lee. Was he great? Yes, for a short amount of time. Did he do it long enough for the Hall of Fame? Nah, I won't say that.
Okay, well, you got your opinion. I think he was better than some second basemen that are in there. That's the only reason I say that, man.
Okay.
I'll be honest with you.
Okay. Well, thank you, Lee, for calling from Cincinnati. That's fine. Well, just because somebody else, this is a terrible analogy. Just because they let a couple of ugly people inside the club doesn't mean you got to let another ugly person. Like, come on. Hickey, bad analogy. Terrible analogy, right?
Who are the ugly Hall of Famers we're talking about here?
Ah, Hall of Famers, right? Yeah, yeah. Yeah, definitely talking about Hall of Famers. Look, Brett is great, and that's why I'm happy to have him on here. 3-time All-Star, 4-time Gold Glover, Silver Slugger. The man competed in home run derbies, was on some of the best offenses that Major League Baseball has ever seen. But am I just going to put him in a hole? No, I'm not going to do that. You got to do it for longer. And people talk about the Hall of Fame like it's the end-all, be-all. You want to know who appreciates Brett Boone? Everybody in Seattle. Everybody who saw them win, 114 games? Come on now. I'm sure Ichiro loved. Well, I'm not going to start going through his teammates. I will not speak for them. But Brett Boone, oh, yeah, he was mashing in the late 90s, early 2000s. It's something in that Boone blood gets the people going. Brett Boone is going to join us in about 5 to 10 minutes here on CBS Sports Radio. Hickey, I'm going to ask him about his brother. I'll ask him about Ichiro. I'd definitely ask him, give us a preview on the season. Any particular questions, anything else that we should really hit on?
I guess from a pressure perspective on the Dodgers and Shohei is interesting. Because that's obvious. They're going to be the story every day, all season long. And yeah. It does that does, even though he's in the same city, that's different for Shohei than, I mean, the Angels, outside of talking about him, we didn't talk about them because they stunk.
Yeah, it's Mike Trout. And by the way, does Mike Trout still play baseball? Just checking.
He does.
He does?
He does. But if a tree right. falls in the forest and no one's there to hear it, you know, does it really fall?
People give, and this is very different. You know, Kevin Durant has gotten a lot of crap over the course of his career for moving around. Does anybody care that Mike Trout just wants to stay on a loser team that does nothing? Like, why is he so comfortable for a guy who is one of the best? And I get it. You go where you're happy. Why doesn't he get crap for wanting to just stay? Like, why?
Because people have to be mad, right? They're mad when you leave. Then they're also mad when you stay. People want to be mad about something, and it's one of those, I think, lose-lose situations most of the time.
If he went to Philadelphia, I think it without a shadow of a doubt, if he went to Philadelphia and actually stayed healthy, he'd be like, it's hard to say he's not a premier player because he just doesn't feel like he exists because he doesn't play. But if he went to Philadelphia, he'd be a premier player. He'd get so much attention. Now, it would have went into the toilet if he was hurt as often as he'd been. They'd be like, he's a bust, he sucks. And so maybe that's why he didn't leave. Living a good life in Southern California, nobody cares, nobody notices. Whether you play, whether you don't, the team doesn't win. It's like he's playing on a concrete dump, making all the money. I guess it's okay for him. Anyway, it's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We have, one of the best second basemen to pick up a ball joining us on the other side of the break. Three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glover, a Mariners legend, Brett Boone is joining us here on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Well, thank you. I just show up and talk about sports. It's fun. Not that crazy, not that difficult. I appreciate it, though. Anyway, talking about sports, this is a big day. It's like the day before Christmas. It's like Christmas Eve. It's like New Year's Eve. Baseball starts tomorrow, legitimately, not what we saw last week. And so to talk about the start of the season, some of the big storylines and what's going on in the world of baseball from the West to the East, we're being joined by someone who had 14 years in the bigs, was a three-time All-Star, picking up gold gloves all over the place, one of the most prolific second baseman with the bat. It's Brett Boone. Hey, Brett, how you doing, man? Thank you for taking the time.
You got it. My pleasure.
No problem. Now, there's so many storylines, so many questions I have for you. What stands out to you this upcoming season? What are you really looking forward to?
Well, I'm looking forward to the National League West. I think it's going to be the most competitive division. I think it's going to be the best division in baseball. It's going to be really interesting watching that Dodger, you know, call it kind of a super team, see how that works out. I couldn't, you know, when you have that explosive of an offseason, you have that much star power
you know, in name recognition alone, you've got the big three, Betts and Otani and Freddie Freeman in that lineup. It's going to be interesting to see how it plays out. You know, they've been so successful. 100 games has been no big deal for them to win. Now it's kind of like you better win the World Series or else. So it's going to be interesting. And I think that Padre team's going to be better. I think that Arizona team that went to the World Series a year ago, they're going to be better. And I think very sneakily, the San Francisco Giants have gotten a lot better. I think they're going to be competitive in that division.
Mariners legend and now host of the Brett Boone podcast. Brett Boone is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. What are the big moves? We just see that they picked up Snell, new manager in. What do you see from the Giants that makes you go, oh, they're going to jump into the mix too?
Well, I think there's a lot of what ifs, okay? But you get Blake Snell, who a year ago won the Cy Young. If he's the Blake Snell of the Padres 2023, you've got a bona fide number one at the top of that rotation. The key to that second spot in the rotation is Logan Webb. He's been a great pitcher for a while now.
Oh, yeah.
Is this the year that he breaks through and is a Cy Young Award candidate? And then Robbie Ray, who a few years back won a Cy Young, went to the Seattle Mariners, fell a little below expectations, signed a big deal with them, is coming off Tommy John surgery. I've seen a lot of guys in the past have that Tommy John surgery and come back even stronger. So, like I said, a lot of what-ifs in that rotation, but if they stack up, all three are healthy, that could be as good a rotation as there is in that division and competing for in the game itself. I think you add Chapman to play third base. It's really going to shore up that defense. You got the kid Lee coming over from Korea. They say he's the best Korean player ever. They gave him over $100 million. He had a real strong spring. It's going to be interesting to see. He's playing center field. And then you get Solar with 36 homers last year. I think historically playing in the Bay Area is an automatic home field advantage. I know as a position player, we never wanted to go there just because it was windy, it was cold. That's not a ballpark conducive to offense. Big starting in right center field over, especially for the left-handed hitter. So I think it's kind of a home field advantage. It's just really interesting to me. Like I said, a lot of what-ifs, but if all these what-ifs fall into place, I think the Giants not only are competitive in the division, they could win the division.
And Brett Boone is joining us. Will you talk about the team that could surprise? You had mentioned a team that has the super team, all-star team expectations in the Dodgers. You know, when you played for the Mariners, when you guys won 114, 116 games, y'all were big time. Y'all were stacked up and down. Lou Piniella to Ichiro to Olerud to Garcia. You guys were stacked. How did that get managed in the locker room, especially with the expectations?
Well, I think that was a group of guys, and there were a lot of great players on that team. There were Hall of Famers on that team, Gold Glovers, All-Stars, batting champs, and you mentioned Johnny Olerud and Edgar Martinez. Ichiro was coming over. That was his first year. He exploded onto the scene. Our pitching staff stayed healthy all year. I don't think our starting rotation missed a start. And then in the bullpen, we had Kazuhiro Sasaki, and getting to Kazuhiro, who was our closer, was Arthur Rhodes and Jeff Nelson, who were the seventh, eighth inning guys. So we just had that perfect storm. Everybody stayed healthy. The majority of us position players, we all had career years, and it was just the perfect storm. Lou Piniella was our skipper. He was the perfect skipper for that group of guys. And it was just one of those magic carpet rides where, you know, we ended up getting knocked out before going to the World Series. Yankees ended up knocking us out because it was kind of a shock because we just thought this was our year, win 116. Of course, it's just a matter of going to the World Series and winning the World Series to collect our trophy. It was already a foregone conclusion in our mind. And I remember getting on that bus after getting knocked out in New York and kind of looking at my teammates, and there weren't many words being expressed. It was just kind of like, did that just really happen? Dodgers have been used to that. Won 111 games a couple years ago, and are bounced. Last year they got bounced. So there's high expectations in LA. For me, there's a few question marks though. Is Walker Buehler going to be back? Is he going to be strong? If he's the Walker Buehler that we're used to seeing before his injury, he's a bona fide number one starter at the top of the rotation. Glass now they got coming over from Tampa Bay. He's definitely in the number one type arm, but he's been plagued by injuries. Is he going to be able to pitch 150 innings? Time will tell. Yamamoto, they spent over $300 million, brought him over from Japan. He's the bet. He's the class of Japan in the pitching category. Had a real rough spring and got roughed up his first outing. So there's a lot of question marks in that starting rotation. Kershaw is not going to be back. They're taking it really slow with him. He'll be back later in the season, and he'll be at the end of that rotation. You can't, you know, Ohtani, Betts, Freeman, that's as good as it gets, three. Max Muncy, he's going to be hitting, you know, 30-plus home runs. Will Smith, they just locked up to a 10-year deal. He's an underrated, really good catcher. Gavin Lux is a young player. We've been waiting to see his potential. We'll see this year he's healthy. And then you got guys like Taylor and Kiki Hernandez playing all over the place. This is a really good team. You got a power bullpen. My questions are, you got Mookie Betts, one of the best players in the game, one of the best athletes in the game, going from right field to shortstop. I've never seen that happen in my career. If he pulls it off and is a good shortstop, even plays a solid shortstop for 150 games, it'll be one of the most impressive things I've ever seen. I've never seen shortstops move to other positions. Nobody just moves to shortstop.
Yeah.
If anybody could do it, I guess it would be Mookie. We'll see. But the left side of that infield with Max Muncy, who started off as a first baseman playing third every day, and Mookie playing right field, all of a sudden playing every day at shortstop. It's going to be interesting to see what that defensive left side of the infield looks for the Dodgers. So as far as, you know, in summation, star power's there. All the studs are there. Perennial MVPs, a lot of big arms in the rotation. Can they stay healthy? Yamamoto, a lot of questions. But if those guys click, yeah, that's an automatic 100-win team. But a lot of what-ifs for me.
Brett Boone is here with us, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. You talked about some of the Japanese stars. Yamamoto, we obviously know about Ohtani. You also mentioned your former teammate Ichiro, who said, hey, let me come over and rookie of the year and an MVP at the same time.
Yeah.
When you talk about that introduction to the big leagues as a Japanese player, is it a circus? Is it really difficult trying to communicate? Is baseball the universal language? What is it like when you have additional media and then a superstar in the room who you can't always communicate the way you would like to with?
Well, I'll tell you, Ichiro speaks a lot more English than he lets on to. But yes, it is a circus. I remember his first year. You usually have the press that follows you, you know, on the daily basis. Those are your local beat writers. Then that particular year, we won so many games that we had the national press the whole second half of the season. And on top of that, Ichiro was such a phenomenon coming from Japan and having the year that he was having, we had an extra 40 Japanese press in the clubhouse. So basically we had like a postseason press corps for pretty much the entire season. It was a circus, but I'll tell you what, it was a lot of fun too. It was a lot of fun because there was so much attention being paid to us. We were the big game in town. We were packing Safeco Field at the time, now T-Mobile Park. We were packing it every night. You know, on a Monday night playing the Kansas City Royals, there was 45,000, and it was electric. So I'm not going to complain about the coverage we had that year. It was a lot of fun. But yes, to answer your question, the Japanese and the press, it's the whole sideshow in itself. I'm sure the Dodgers are going through that right now, because besides having Ohtani and Yamamoto, two of the biggest stars ever to come out of Japan, you've got the rest of those superstars all over the diamond. And it's L.A. as well.
It's L.A. as well. Hey, you talk about big-time attention. Something that your brother is familiar with. I've chatted with your brother about this with the New York Yankees. Hey, look, I do the national thing here on CBS. I broadcast as well on WFAN in New York. Do you think, I feel, your brother, they just get on him, the fan base, because the expectations are through the roof. They're always looking for their pound of flesh. Do you think your brother gets a fair shake managing the New York Yankees?
I'll tell you, my dad used to tell me this when I'd be moping or feeling sorry for myself during my career. He said, Brett, life ain't fair, so get over it, quit moping and get to the ballpark and get some hits. I tease Aaron all the time, you know, because that it is relentless in New York. But you know what? When you sign on the dotted line, you know what you're signing up for. You know you're signing up for a media circus. If things aren't going good, every fan in the world wants their, like you said, pound of flesh. Aaron knows what he signed up for, but in the end, if I were to be managing, I wouldn't want to manage any other way than to be on that big stage, be in the pressure cooker on a daily basis. I don't worry about the press. I'll handle the press. Because if you ever went in New York, and I tell them this all the time, I said, I understand the critique, but man, if you ever went in New York, you'll have the key to that city for the rest of your life. So I wouldn't want to manage anywhere else but in that pressure cooker. I look at Aaron Boone. I know the man. I know him as my little brother. He's as prepared as anybody when it comes to managing. And people don't realize there's only so much you can do as a manager. You manage people. That's what you're paid for. To manage people, to manage egos, to manage personalities, to get the most out of your players, to kick some players in the butt and to give another player a hug to get the same result. And that's what the great managers, at least in my day that I worked under, those were the best managers. The ones that knew a way, depending on who the person was, what their personality was like, to get the most out of him. I think he's done a hell of a job. And especially I pay close attention because Aaron is there. So I keep an eye out on the Yankees and what they do day to day. Since he's taken over, it seems like they've been hurt for 6 years. Seems like all their big boys get hurt all the time. And I think he's done a hell of a job. You know, I think in his tenure so far, he's won 100 games 3 times. But in New York, as you know, if you don't win the World Series, that's what they come to expect. A little unrealistic expectations, especially in the time of 2024, this new playoff format. It's not like it used to be. But like I said, I wouldn't want it any other way, and I remind Aaron of that once in a while. He knows you got to stay away from talk radio, stay away from the internet.
Oh, okay.
Just manage your game and win games. And I think he's done a great job.
Well, tell him to hop off of that weekly internet show that he does. Tell him that, brother. Tell him.
Exactly. Just get out of it. Put it away. You're making enough money managing the Yankees. Don't worry about these side gigs.
Yeah, Brett Boone is joining us here, the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. As we start to wrap things up, we talked about the big teams, the big names. You gave us a potential surprise in the National League West. Is there a team that you think could make that Diamondbacks jump that we saw last year, a team that nobody's thinking about?
I think the Giants. And speaking of the Diamondbacks, they've gotten nothing but better. Nobody gave them a chance a year ago. Let's see. You know, Orioles, a lot of people are hot on the Orioles. I like the Orioles. Is Corbin Burnes big enough to put him over the top with that young nucleus? I don't see any new team in town that's really going to catch anybody by surprise. I think the same old guys are there. I think the Houston Astros are going to be, for me, they're at the top of the division in that American League West in a really good division. You got the world champion Texas Rangers. You got the Seattle Mariners, who arguably have the best starting rotation in baseball. But look at this National League West. I really like the Giants and what they've done. Are the Padres going to come back? A year ago, they were star-studded. Everybody expected big things. Didn't pan out. They're good, but I don't see any, you know, I think the Braves are arguably the best team in baseball. That's nothing new for anybody. The AL Central and the NL Central, I don't think they're really relevant. I think, you know, the Twins are the class of the Central. Who knows who the going to come out of the NL Central. I think the AL East, the Blue Jays, with that starting rotation of Gossman, Berrios, Bassett, Kikuchi, and that explosive offense, does Vladimir Guerrero Jr. come back? Or, I'm sorry, not Vladimir, Vlad.
Vlad Jr.
come back? Yeah, does Vlad get back to that MVP-type season that he's had in the past that's an explosive offense? I think there's a lot of questions out there, but I don't think anybody that we weren't aware of a year ago is just remarkably going to come out of nowhere and surprise us all. I think the usual suspects are in position. That's Dodgers, that's Houston, that's the Braves. I think those are the guys to look at. But in that NL West, I'm telling you, Arizona, with their experience last year and that core group of guys that got to the World Series when nobody gave them a chance in hell, I think that really is an experience that really helps you get to the next level. And this year, people are going to you know, especially in that division, the Dodgers are going to be talking about the Dodgers and the Padres and the Giants. And meanwhile, Arizona's just gotten better than they were a year ago. You got Marte and you got Corbin Carroll, but they've added to that. They just got Montgomery. He was a huge part of that Texas run last year. He solidifies that rotation. They're going to be good. So other than the normal guys, I don't think there's any surprises.
Well, Brett, let me ask you this question in finality. We know that everything is pretty much predicated on pitching. You've named some of the pitchers that would be expected to make some moves now or later as we go throughout the course of the season. Trevor Bauer's been screaming to get back into the league, just letting them know that I'm ready to go. Do you think that we'll see him get a chance? Should he get a chance? What say you?
Well, right now you've had 30 owners say no thus far. But, you know, he mentioned the other day, he said, I think people are forgetting that I'm still one of the best pitchers in the world. And he's got a point. He's in his prime. You know, obviously he's made some pretty poor choices, or at least put himself into some poor situations. But as far as I know, he served his suspension. No charges were ever filed. He was kind of exonerated on all counts. There was no discipline by Major League Baseball or the law. For me, I don't know Trevor Bauer. I don't know the circumstances. I know he wasn't charged with anything. Everything was dismissed. And as a baseball player, as a man to man, I don't like to see somebody's livelihood taken away from them if they may have been accused of something that wasn't on the up and up. I'd love to see him get an opportunity. Just going to take that one owner that's got kind of the cojones to put it out there and say, we'll take him, we'll give him a shot. I think he's grown up a little bit, going through some adversity that he's gone through. He's still one of the top pitchers probably in the world. At this stage, is somebody willing to take that risk? I think as we get into the first couple weeks of baseball or the first month, see how, if there's any key injuries to some big pitchers, maybe Trevor would have an opportunity. Thus far, there's been no takers. It's going to be interesting to see.
Yeah, we got a long season. Well, Brett, I want to thank you so much for the time, the professional insight. Where can people follow you online, and the new podcast? Fill us in.
Yeah, check it out. It's just the Brett Boone podcast. I teamed up with Odyssey Sports. It's been a great relationship. So you can get the Brett Boone podcast wherever you get your podcasts, the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm on Twitter, Brett Boone, and I'm on Instagram, and I get on there a little bit. I'm learning in my older age. My kids help me with it. But you can check me out. I don't even know what my Twitter handle is, but I got a blue check mark. It's Brett Boone, and it's all about the podcast. Same with my Instagram.
The Twitter, I'm looking at it now, Brett. The Boone 29, okay?
The Boone 29.
Yeah, I lied. I got one more question, okay? How many more generations of Boones do we got coming in the major leagues? We got like a whole bloodline here. How many we got left?
Well, I've got my oldest son is playing in the Frontier League, which is independent baseball. He's going to be playing in Brockton, Massachusetts this year. So he's keeping it alive. I tell him all the time. I said, listen, there's been a boon in the big leagues for like 60 of the last 75 years. So no pressure, but don't screw it up. So he knows. We'll see. Hopefully. I got my fingers crossed. He's working his butt off this winter. He's going to go out and give him some hell and see what happens.
Hey, good luck to him and Brett. Thank you again. We'll catch you on down the line, okay? Let's see how the season bears out.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo
is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you so much to Mariners legend Brett Boone for joining us in the last break. Excellent conversation. If you missed it, just go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Great conversation. This portion of the show is brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. I want you to thank O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service from their professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. 855-212-4CBS is the number. That's 855-212-4CBS. I do need to let you know about something that took place this day in sports Wednesday. Well, not Wednesday, but the 27th of March. Let's go back to 2011. VCU. Yeah, VCU. They upset number one Kansas to get to the Final Four in Houston, Texas. I was in Houston, Texas. Let's listen to that final, courtesy of the marvelous one, Marv Albert, on CBS.
Final seconds as we fires away in a stunner. The Rams of Virginia Commonwealth have made it to the Final Four, knocking off the number one seed, the Jayhawks of Kansas.
Yeah, the final score there was 71-61, taking us back into 2011. A matter of fact, we had a conversation with this man earlier this week. This is Shaka Smart. He talked about the difference between going to that Final Four with VCU and in the run that he's currently on with Marquette. Yeah, they're in the Sweet 16. Listen to Shaka from earlier this week.
Well, you know, when we went to the Final Four at VCU, a lot of people didn't even think we belonged in a tournament. And so, in some ways, we were playing with house money. And it's amazing how things have changed. You know, back then, we would play, you know, whether it was Dick Vitale or Jay Billis or different people picking against our team or doubting our team. Now, these last couple of years, we've been a two seed. So there's been a little bit higher expectations. There's certainly still people that doubt us. But we put way, way less emphasis on what's said on the outside and just try to focus on being the best us.
Hey, guess what? If you've missed our conversation earlier this week with Shaka Smart, you know where you can find it? On the free Odyssey app. It's not that difficult. Marquette is going to be taking on North Carolina State this Friday. We know when VCU did go to that Final Four back in 2011. Yeah, they got to the Final Four. They lost to Butler. Butler ultimately lost to the ultimate national champion. That was UConn. We know what UConn is doing this year. They could potentially go out there and win it all again. What a great show. Great, great show. Excellent conversation with Brett Boone. Thank you, Brett Boone, for joining us. Make sure you go ahead and check out his Brett Boone podcast. We talked about Caitlin Clark being offered $5 million by Ice Cube. We learned, or didn't learn, we watched Draymond Green get ejected again tonight. This time, no physical abuse, just some verbal abuse. The official gave him two texts and said, "See you later." I think there's a little bit of a debate there. We showed love to Anthony Davis for actually balling out of his mind last night, and I gave you a top six list of the best Major League Baseball teams, the teams that should at least win a championship. Well, they're most equipped to win a championship this year. Who is it? I got the Braves at number one overall. If you missed a minute of the show, you can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. If you didn't learn anything, yeah, Odyssey app. You can find me everywhere on the internet, online. I am at JR Sport Brief. Hey, super producer and host Ryan Hickey, where the hell can people find you?
Ryan_Hickey and the number 3.
Hey, thank you for a great show. It's a fun time. Hickey all the time.
That was a lot of fun. A lot of fun. Looking forward to tomorrow, Christmas Day, with baseball back.
Yeah, baseball is back tomorrow. Let me see if the Dodgers give me one of them stupid contracts. Congratulations, Will Smith. We talked about your money, too. Yeah, a big portion of it is deferred. The JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio is done. I'll see you tomorrow. Don't move. Bart Winkle is coming up next. Thank you, Ryan Hickey.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.